Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman, an outreach of the prison ministry of First Assembly of God Honolulu. Now, let's join Brother Bulla for tonight's message of truth.
You have carried the weight of your secret for way too long, thinking if there is a place called forgiveness, you don't belong. Oh, but freedom can never be found behind those walls. So just let them fall, just let them fall. The healing has begun. Whoa, the healing has begun. How long has it been since you felt anything but shame? Child, lift up your eyes, 'cause mercy remembers your name. Those tears you've been holding back, let them fall like rain. 'Cause today's the day, yeah, today's the day.
Aloha no everyone, Brother Bulla once again, sharing the good news with you. Free Inside Ministry, the prison ministry of First Assembly of God, Honolulu, has a passion for the Lord with a vision to reach the incarcerated, the broken, and the lost, and to preach the gospel to every person. What a wonderful song that was, "Oh, the healing has begun." Those words are so powerful, so impactful. They have so much meaning. Recently, we were able to perform this song at Halawa Correctional Facility to over 200 men that were there. I would say at least half of them, this song hit home. You have carried the weight of your secret way too long, thinking if there's a place called forgiveness, you don't belong. Oh, but freedom can never be found behind those walls. So just let them fall. let them fall. The healing has begun. The healing has begun. How long has it been since you felt anything but shame? Child, lift up your eyes, because mercy remembers your name. And those tears you've been holding back, let them fall like rain. Because today is the day. Yes, today is the day. Oh, the healing has begun. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Just lift your eyes, lay it down. Once what's lost, now is found. There's a world full of people dying from broken hearts, holding on to the guilt, thinking they fell too far. So don't be afraid to show them your beautiful scars, because they're the proof. Yeah, they're the proof. Oh, the healing has begun. Does anyone out there tonight need a healing tonight? Is there anyone out there just sick and tired of being sick and tired? Anyone feel like you are at the end of your rope? You don't have any hope. You're just at the end of your rope. Beloved, tie a knot and hold on, because Jesus is right there with you. It's when the bills are piled up. It's when you seem like you have no hope. It's when the walls are closing in on you while you sit there at Halava, Wayava, OCCC, FDC, WCC, or maybe even in Saguaro. Or maybe you're not even incarcerated. You're just imprisoned by everything around you. It's when you come to the end of your resources, you'll find out who your source is. My beloved, we serve a mighty God. We serve a merciful God. We serve an understanding God, a powerful God, a loving God, the healer of all healers, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the author and the finisher, the bright and shining morning star, the great I Am, who was and is to come. I wanted to share a message tonight that we shared recently at Halava, and it's in the book of Mark. It's about a woman who had an issue for 12 years. She had an issue with blood, and I'll read it to you in the Jesus version, because I like that version. And this will be in the book of Mark, chapter 5, verse 25 to 34. Gedwan Wahini with the people. Her was bleeding for 12 years. Her went suffer plenty. No matter plenty, doctors went try make her good. Her went spend all her money, but her never come good. She didn't come more worse. She go hear about Jesus. So she come in back of him with all the people around him, and she go touch his clothes. She thinking the kind, if I can only touch his clothes, I gonna come good again. Right away, her bleeding went all pow, and she didn't go feel good inside. She no more kind suffer anymore. Right then and there, Jesus, he go feel the power go out of him. Turn around, he go look at all the people. He say, hey, who didn't touch my clothes? His guys go tell him, how come you say that? Get uku pile of people pushing around you, but now you're gonna ask who touched you. But Jesus, stay looking around for see who ain't go touch him. Then the Wahini, she didn't know what happened to her. She stay scared now. She's shaking. She go down by his feet, tell him the whole story. And Jesus went tell her, sister, you ain't trust me. That's why you come good. Go now. Your heart going rest inside. You don't suffer no more. You know, there's a lot of things going on here. There's a miracle of healing. There's a miracle of faith. There's a miracle of a breakthrough. Now we have to imagine this lady for 12 years, 12 long years. It's 144 months. That's 4,380 days. That's 105,120 hours that she was bleeding. She had an issue of blood. You know, you have to imagine, where were you 12 years ago, February? That's a long time ago. And you got to realize that back then, they probably didn't have the same sanitary conditions as we do today. That goes without saying. You have to imagine that her robes or her garments were probably stained. She had an issue of blood. And there, you know, it's probably like there was a smell probably around her. Just like how we go fishing on the fishing boats and sometimes you get the fish blood all over and you have that smell, that aroma. She probably looked very disheveled. She probably wasn't very pretty to look at. Not a pretty sight at all. You know, it was probably almost as bad as having leprosy. if not the same. Because during that time, if the priest examined you and claimed or determined you to have leprosy, you were then said to be unclean. You were cast out of the camp and you were forbidden to have any contact with anyone. You're an outcast. You're shunned by anyone and everyone in the camp or the area of encampment. Your head was to be exposed, and when approached by anyone, you would have to yell, "Unclean, unclean." This lady was financially broken. She had nothing. She had spent all her money on doctors and only got worse, not better. You ever done that? You ever take your car into the mechanic and you keep spending dollar after dollar after dollar, and it comes back and the thing is more broke than when you took it in? Pretty frustrating, to say the least. Some of you sitting there right before lights go out tonight is thinking, well, you know, Bula, I'm so broke, bro. I spent all my money on my attorneys, and I don't think it's going to work out. I got nothing left. Or maybe you feel isolated. Maybe you haven't had contact with your loved ones. Maybe you haven't been able to talk to anyone. Maybe you're like this lady. You're cast out. You feel like you've been cast out of everything that you were used to. You feel like you're in prison by all those walls. You think that you've been separated by those walls. But it's the walls around your heart that keeps you locked up and locked out. You see, this lady, she was a broken person. She was bankrupt. She had no money. Physically, her condition was getting worse and worse when it should have been getting better and better over 12 long years. Emotionally, physically, financially, she was broken. No human interaction. I would say she probably got to a point where she might have even been suicidal. I've heard of people when they've lost everything. I was in a cave once, a dark cave, after a shattering experience. And I'll be honest, I thought of committing suicide. But I didn't. I'm here today by God's mercy and by God's grace. Hallelujah. And she was probably in the same situation, waking up every day having nothing to live for. She would be shunned by everyone, ridiculed, looked down upon. They would gossip about her, I'm sure. She had dirty clothes. She had stained clothes. She probably had to beg for any kind of sustenance, any food or anything. But the one thing that she did have, and I believe that the one thing that did keep her going, and the one thing that she only could hold on to that because she had nothing else left, the only thing that the lady with the issue of blood had was her faith. Well, Bula, that's great about the lady with the issue of blood, but, you know, I'm in Halava. I'm not a lady. Well, metaphorically speaking, or if we can use this as an illustration, what she was dealing with was a situation. We all have situations. Her situation just happened to be the situation of blood, of hemorrhaging. You might have a different situation. You might have a situation of addiction to something. You might have a situation of alcoholism. You might have a situation where you commit crimes regularly. You're a thief. You might have a situation where you are in an abusive relationship for 12 years, maybe longer. But you see, it's not about the issue of blood. It's about the issue of the situation that is the same day in and day out, where you get to a point in your life where you have no hope, where you feel hopeless. This lady, all she had left was her faith. You see, but she knew who the healer was. She knew who her Messiah was. And she knew that if she could just break through, if she could just push through, she would be healed. She knew who El Shaddai, God Almighty, was. She knew her Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. She knew her Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts. She knew her Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. She knew her Jehovah Shalom, the Lord of peace. She knew Yahweh, the great I am. She had faith. She had faith despite all of the challenges, despite all of the setbacks, despite all of the ill fortune and ill will, the murmuring, the gossiping, the looks, and being shunned from everyone that ever loved her. She had faith. In verse 27 in the Jesus book, her when hear about Jesus, So her come in the back of him with all the people around him and go touch his clothes. She didn't ask Jesus for a high five. She didn't run up to him and give him a hug. She didn't ask him for a handshake or a knuckle bump. She didn't ask for honey honey. She was ashamed. She was beaten down. She couldn't even look at Jesus and had to sneak up behind him. She had to come from behind because although she had faith, this was a critical moment in her life. This is a critical time in her being. This is a critical time for her very own existence. This is the culmination of 12 years of waiting, and she had the faith, but what if at this critical time, what if at this exact juncture, what if at a time such as this, what if Jesus, her Messiah, rejected her? What if she would not even be allowed to touch the very hem of his garment? What if she could not be healed? This was her last chance. This was her last opportunity. She was at the end of her rope. This is the last play of her very own Super Bowl. All the marbles on the line. But she knew, because of her faith, she knew if she could just touch the hem of his garment, just the hem, she knew that if she just could touch the bottom of his clothing, she would be healed. Just a touch. That's all. She knew if she could just touch him, she would be healed. She knew if she could just reach out to him, she would be healed because of her faith. She knew if she could just break through her situation to touch the hem of his garment, she would be healed. Just like how she pushed through the crowd to get close. Maybe you are in a situation that you have to push, like she pushed. Maybe you are in a situation where she didn't care about what those around her were saying. Maybe you're in a situation where you have to stop listening to what the people around you are saying, and you have to listen to what God is saying. She didn't care about the looks that they gave her. Maybe you're in a position where you need to forget about how people are looking at you when you go to church. Maybe you gotta not worry about how people look at you when you go to Bible study. Maybe you have to forget about how people look at you when you tell them you're going to a life group or a cell group or a home group or a care group. Basically, you have to forget how those that are non-believers look at you when you tell them that you're going to a place of worship to be with your brothers and sisters in Christ. Hallelujah. Maybe you have to forget what the world says and worry more about what the Word says, because the world will get you into trouble, but the Word will deliver you. Maybe you have to forget about those stares, those looks, the insults, the laughing, the ridiculing. Maybe you just have to forget about all of that and just focus on your healing. You see, it's when you focus on your healing, you're going to focus on your healer. Because what we look for, we shall find. Imagine she was crawling through the crowd, avoiding the looks, trying to, you know, you're trying to make skinny when you walk into this place. So she doesn't really touch anyone. Now, you know she's not yelling unclean at this point. You know she's not yelling that she's a leper or that she has an issue of blood. You know, but you have to realize that she pushed through where she was at just to touch him, just to reach out to Jesus, just to touch the hem of his garment. Sometimes that's what we got to do. If you're sitting in your cell right now, or your bunk, or you're lying in your bed, and your life is everything that you want it to be, and you're happy, and things are rolling right along, or even if you're home sitting out in Waimanalo at the kitchen table listening to this wonderful program, and things are just going great, God bless you. But if things really aren't going the way you planned, if things aren't going the way you want it, if you think that your life is a little upside down right now, or maybe you're just sick and tired of being sick and tired, you have to be like this woman who had the issue of blood. You have to have your faith. You have to activate your faith. You have to push through. For some of you, maybe all you have left is your faith. Maybe you just need that touch from God. You just need to reach out and try and get healed. You see, you have to step out of your safe zone to step into your faith zone, like Peter did in the boat when Jesus told him to come and walk on water. He was in the safe zone because he was in the boat. The faith zone is when you get into the unknown. The faith zone is when you get to an area that you're not familiar with. The faith zone is what is real around you. You don't understand because you've never been there. But look what happened in verse 28. Her thinking, if I can only touch his clothes, I'm going to come good again. Right away, her bleeding was pow, and she can feel all good, all inside, that she no more suffer. See, she knew in her thinking, all she had to do was just touch his clothes. That's how much power, that's how much mana he has. By merely touching his clothes, she would be healed. Now, it didn't take 2 days. It didn't take 3 days. It didn't take a week. No, it says in the New Living Translation, or the King James Version also, no. Right away, her bleed. No, it says that she was healed immediately. My beloved, when the Lord's grace is upon you, things happen in his timing, and it can be just like that. Wham! Boom! What was that? God's favor. When things happen and they don't make sense, God can make sense out of it. You see, a lot of times we try and limit God because we limit God. We need to let go and let God. His thoughts are not our thoughts. His ways are not our ways. You know, he's standing right there and he says, look, I stand at the door and knock. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and we will share a meal together as friends. Revelation 3:20. Listen, I stay over here standing outside the door and I stay knocking. Anybody who hear my voice and open the door, I'm going to go inside his place, go eat with him, and he's going to eat with me. That's from the Jesus book. But see, a lot of time we need to focus on the scriptures. We need to focus on what the Lord has given us. We need to do what the Lord tells us to do. Because we have to know that the Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my Savior. My God is my rock, in whom I find protection. He is my shield, the power that saves me in my place of safety. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. Then call on me when you are in trouble, and I will rescue you, and you will give me glory. I want to thank you for tuning in tonight. I pray that this word had touched you, and I ask that the Lord was able to speak directly to you. Remember, for I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans for a hope and a future, as it is written in Jeremiah 29:11. Tune in Monday to Friday, 9:30 p.m. for another uplifting message with me, Brother Bula. And I'd just like to close quickly in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord God, in your matchless name, keep us in your loving embrace, Lord. For those in need of a healing touch, may you heal them from their head to their toe. Lord, we just thank you for all of your mercy and your grace. We thank you for this time. We thank you for the provision for our needs, and not for our wants, but for our needs. Lord, I ask you to continue to protect my brothers and sisters that are incarcerated, and that they hold on to you. And when the darkness envelops them, Lord, that they reach out and say, Abba, Father, Papa, help me. And know that you, and have them know that you will hold them next to your bosom in a loving embrace. Lord, I ask you to protect our ohana, our friends. Protect all the Keikioka Aina, Father God, for the enemy is everywhere. Lord, we thank you for the resources you give us to do the things that we need to do. But we thank you that we're able to praise you for what you've done, but we're able to worship you for who you are. Lord, protect all those that are listening to the program tonight. May your love, may your light, may your joy fill their hearts. May you give them the peace that surpasses all understanding, and know that even though they go through the storm, you are there with them every step of the way. Protect our ohana, protect our friends, protect all those out there, Father God. until the next appointed time when we can sit together. Amen.
You've been listening to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. This program was sponsored by Honolulu Ford and by First Assembly of God Honolulu. Remember, if the sun sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.